Haleava, tears of anger and sorrow streaking the dirt on her face, pointed at Vistara.
I accuse the girl Vistara Kai.
They stood at the edge of the meadow. Tassander and Kamina, and many of their subchiefs, the Skywalkers, Dion, many warriors, and witches. Others moved across the meadow, marveling at the bodies of the Rancors and the three downed Sith. Tassander gave Vistara a curious look, then returned his attention to Haleava.
Accuse her of what?
Complicity against the Bright Suns. Complicity I share. Conspiracy with the Night Sisters.
Kamina's voice was sad.
You condemn yourself? I have already lost everything. Because of her!
Haleava's sweeping gesture took in the meadow.
The Sith took my sisters away. My family is gone. My clan is no more. Because of her. I do not care whether I live or die. I only care that Vistara dies.
Vistara felt the many eyes on her. She maintained an expression of unconcern and shrugged.
Well, yes. Now look at why I've done what I've done. I've eliminated the entire conspiracy of Night Sisters from this region. You are now all safe from them, from their pettiness, from their evil. Because of me.
Haleava's words emerged in almost a hiss.
You and I, we gave information to the Night Sisters. Information that was used to kill many raining leaves and broken columns.
That's true, and it saddens me.
Vistara let a touch of sorrow show in her expression.
I knew of no other way to draw out the Night Sisters so they could be destroyed. But what did we do, you and I, when there was danger? You assassinated Tribeless Shaw. I helped Luke Skywalker survive. More than anything, those actions show our true motives.
There were murmurs from the other clan members present, many of them showing favor to Vistara's words. Kamina and Tassander drew together and spoke in low whispers. Then they turned to face Haleava and Vistara.
Tribeless Shaw was not one of us.
Tassander sounded regretful.
So we cannot provide justice for her murder. No one can. She has no clan to bespeak her. And you, Haleava, have confessed to no other crimes of such magnitude. Nothing that we from the outside call capital crimes. So it is our determination that you will be exiled. All across Dathomir, you will be known as a Night Sister. You will be hunted and hated. I will be surprised if you live long enough to earn your first gray hair. You will die alone and unloved. Your daughter Ara will be adopted by another.
Ben's voice could be heard as a murmur.
She was Shaw's daughter anyway.
Kamina turned to Vistara.
As for you, we cannot disprove your motives, nor can we believe them. You have forfeited our trust in you. You are no longer a member of the Bright Sun Clan, no longer under our protection. You are subject to the laws and justice of the Jedi and other off-worlders.
Vistara bowed her head. Oleana spoke next, her voice as low and sad as Kamina's.
I have lost my daughter. I will take Ara as my own.
She gave something to the Sith Lord.
Haleava pointed at Vistara again.
Her communications device.
Luke and Ben glanced at each other. Ben looked rueful.
Probably with the nav data for the Maw.
Dad, I know.
Luke turned to Kamina and to Sander.
We need to get back to the spaceport as soon as possible.
Kamina nodded.
Just you and Ben?
And Vistara, who is now our prisoner. Luke looked at Vistara as she raised her head. I know you have a lightsaber. I'll take it now. Vistara hesitated, then shrugged. She reached inside her tunic, fumbled with an inner pocket, and produced her lightsaber. She handed it to Luke.
Be careful with it. It's dangerous.
Luke raised an eyebrow as he pocketed the Sith weapon. And maybe... He turned to Dion.
You've got it.
Dion gave Ben an irritated look.
You're getting a lot for your 5 credits.
I've got another 5 aboard Jade Shadow. It's all yours.
Thanks.
Tassander looked across the assembled bright suns.
We'll get you a couple of speeder bikes. Leave them at the spaceport and we will reclaim them when we can.
Luke moved to Tassander and Kamina, took the shoulder of each.
Thank you. And if I didn't say it before, congratulations.
Kamina smiled.
Thank you. And you will always have a place among us, whether as a Jedi exile or a guest. You and Ben and Dion are bright suns, if you wish to be.
Luke smiled. We'll take all the friends we can get.